Okay, good evening, everybody. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish up Siman Shin Tazayin. We are holding at the very end of the last Ramah in Siman Shin Tazayin. This is page 260, page Kuf Lamed Amud Beis. So we are in the middle of discussing various animals and whether it's a violation of Tzad in order to limit their movement on Shabbos. And we were talking about a couple of factors. Is it a domesticated animal or an animal that has not been domesticated? Is it an animal that is being obedient right now or not being obedient right now? Those are some of the factors that we have to consider. So says the Ramah on the top of page 260, Aval para vasus, if you have a cow or a horse, v'kolshkein sharchaiva of shamardu, and certainly any other wild beast or bird that is not being obedient, im tzadon chayv chatos, it's nisadar raisa to trap such animals, v'chein ikar. And that's how we really paskin, says the Rama, that much more machmir than the Mechaber was, that any animal that is being disobedient, to trap it is going to be a chiv d'oraisa, not just in the Sidrabanan. And chatul dino kishar chayeva asul d'tafsa b'shabbos. A cat has a din like any other chaya, and you're not allowed to grab it and hold it in place on Shabbos or lock it into one place on Shabbos. Says the Mishabur Sivkatan Nuntes, Aval paravasus, pirish, de beparavasus, shemine behemos, so shayek say the call of the Rabbanan. Nor a regular paravasus, one that's not being disobedient, is normally not even seder midrabbanan. It's a type of behemoth. It's not even a chaya. Afilu kanos mechadash v'dayin lohur gelov lebeso. Even if you have not yet domesticated them, you just bought it, and it's a brand new horse, and it's a brand new. It's just the nature of the animals that it just stays in place. It's not the type of animal that tries to escape from your control. So normally it wouldn't even be an issur drabanan. So normally you could take a cow, you could take a horse, you could put it in a narrow confined area, and it wouldn't be a problem at all. As opposed to other chayos va'of, the halacha would be that it would be asur midrabanan to confine it to a narrow area. Why only asur midrabanan? Because at night they always come home, meaning if they've been domesticated, they're always going to return home at night anyway. So trapping them is not a real violation midarais of trapping. It would have only been an issur midrabanan. However, v'kolzeh b'shalom mardu. Both of these things, both by the par of asus, where it's mutar l'chatchila to confine it to a small area, and by shar chayev ha'of, where it's an issur drabanan to confine it to a small area, that's only if they're being obedient. Aval mardu, but if they're being disobedient, then afilu par of asus chayev chatos avor tzedasan. Then confining it to a small area is an issur daraisa in chayev chatos. Afilu niskaldu mitchila bebeso, even if it had been domesticated. V'zeo shakasov v'kol shekein shar chayev ha'of. And that's why it says v'kol shekein shar chayev ha'of. V'usha mardu apar of asus l'gamri baruchu mirshu sach tzarech levakish metzudo ez etachbulu zutav. So this means it's being very disobedient. It ran away, and you're going to need to do all sorts of tachbulos in order to catch it. V'gamin ba'am ler v'lebeso, and it's not returning home at night. Because if it were to return home at night on its own, then it would not be a chiyuv chatos. Chiyuv chatos is only if it's being extremely disobedient to the point that it ran away, and you would need all sorts of tachbulos in order to be able to catch it. So v'kolshkein v'chulei shamardu, we said, and certainly other chayos va'of that are mardu, ma'iri gamkin shamardu baruch v'en chozun l'beisol v'erev. Again, this is talking about where they ran away and they're not coming home at night. Elolan basadad is sleeping out in the field, ka'avzo baravzo shalon alamayim, like a goose that sleeps by the water, v'kashal l'tafsam b'li metzod v'tachbula, and it's hard to catch it without some sort of trap or some sort of plan to be able to catch it. V'gama mechaber moda d'bzeh chayiv chatas hatzoda osan. The mechaber's moda to this, that if it runs away and it doesn't come back at night and it's difficult to trap, that it would be a chiyuv chatas. V'kosva achronim demizen nilmo du'a dinim kana avazim v'tarnagol mechadosh v'adayin en regilin klal b'beso. This is not only if it's a rebellious chicken or goose, but if it's a brand new chicken or goose that you have not yet successfully domesticated. V'im yetzu lo yachzu al d'bayis al t'nakar ba'ashba, and if it were to go out, it wouldn't return home. It would just rummage around in the garbage. Sa'at sadan chayiv. If you trap such an animal, you're chayiv. V'im yotzu min habayis asal tzodin afilu alidei en Yehudi. And therefore, if it actually left your house, you're not even allowed to trap it alidei en Yehudi. You can't even ask a guy to do it, because that's amiru l'nachri on a d'oraisa. V'nira dim habayis gadol d'lamata le'bichat shechiyah. But there's another factor that could turn it into a drabanan. Let's say that when you confine it, you don't confine it to such a small area. You confine it to a larger area. Let's say you have a very big house, the size of this room, let's say the size of this shul, where you could chase after it, lunge after it, and it will run to the other side of the room, and you're not going to be able to catch it in one lunge. So then, mutrali de in yudi lachnisam betochum choshishavu de pseida. I can ask, so if that wild animal ran away and is not coming back at night and is on its own, I could ask a guy to bring it to this room, to bring it to a large room, because bringing it into a large room where I can't catch it in one lunge is not going to be tzad midaraisa anyway. So that would also make it a shvus to shvus. Vim tinokos ketanim rod from rosam lachzim l'toch habayis hazeh, gamkin in mochin b'yadon. And if children want to bring it into such a large area, you also don't make a macha, vayim b'ber alacha. And you look in the ber alacha, meaning normally when you see a child doing an issur drabanan, if it's the father that sees his child doing an issur drabanan, we're going to learn in Siman Shin Mem Gimel that if the ben understands when you tell him that this is asur to do on Shabbos, the father has to be mechanich, has to tell him that he's doing it that it's asur to do on Shabbos. But over here we're saying if someone else's kid is doing it, where you don't have a chiyuv of chinuch on someone else's kid. So if someone else's kid is taking that animal and bringing it into a very large room, so you could let him do it. You could let it be in order to save the animal from getting lost. Dina kishar chayah. Then we said a cat is like any other chayah. Ratzalomer dein dina kabehema lekachayah va'of. V'yesh b'kol prati dina yisrtzei dekamo behem v'chanal. That it doesn't have a din of a behema, it has a din of a chayah. So essentially what we learned tonight is as follows. We said that behemos that are not yet domesticated can be confined to small areas, but trapping domesticated chayah is asur midrabanan. And then we said that even domesticated behemos and kol shken chayos va'ofos, when they're not being obedient, when they run away and they wouldn't come home at night, it's an issur d'oraisa to trap them if they ran away and they wouldn't come home at night. Regardless of whether they're domesticated or not domesticated, it's irrelevant. Right now they're running away. And then we said that new chickens and geese that are not yet obedient can't be trapped, but you can ask a guy or allow a katan to bring them into a very large area, because a large area would not be tzedem midaraisa, would only be tzedem midrabanan, and therefore you can ask them to do that. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we begin the discussion of kosher on Shabbos. Can you tie your shoe in a double knot? And other such interesting shailas relating to kosher. Be'ez Hashem. Good night, everybody.